Today's daf in Masechet Tzvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is daf Chav Gimel. I'd like to begin again, if you don't mind, from Tomei Pasul on the Chav Beis Amid Beis, because this sugya with the Zikne Doraim goes on for the entire daf, just about, and because of that, it's kedai to get very clear what it was that the Zikne Doraim were saying. So let's just go over it one more time. Amru Zikne Doraim. The Mishnah said Tamei Pasul. So the Zikne Doraim said this din of Tamei Pasul is not really to be taken literally that any Tamei is Pasul and Pasul's the Aveda. Because a Tamei Sheretz, it's true, but a Tamei Mace, it's not true. Because Mitosh Meratzeh B'Tzibur, this Tamei Mace, if the korban that we're talking about would have been a korban tzibur, then a Kohen who was Tamei Mace would actually be Meratzeh B'Tzibur, because Tumah is Urtra B'Tzibur. And since B'Tzibur he would have been Meratzeh, so Meratzeh Nami B'Yochid. So therefore, it means L'Chadchila, he's not supposed to do the Aveda. But if he had done the Aveda, it would have been Meratzeh. Asks the Gemara, well, if that's the case, then even if you're talking about a Tumas Sheretz, I mean, you're assuming that a Tumas Sheretz would not work for a Tzibur, but why not? Iochi, a Tumas Sheretz should be even a Kal V'Chomer. If a Kohen, who is a Tumas Mace, who requires Azaa Shlishi V'Shvi, is nonetheless Meratzeh, so somebody, a Kohen, who's only a Tamei Sheretz, and he doesn't require Azar Shlishi V'Shvi'i, it seems pretty clear that he for sure should be able to be Meratzeh. So why are you saying that only the Tamei Sheretz can be Meratzeh B'Yavad on the Yochid and not the Tamei, and the Tamei Mason, not the Tamei Sheretz? Well, that's because every Zikne Doraim, the Zikne Doraim hold that we have to learn out the Mechaprim, that is to say the Kohanim, from the Mitchaprim, that is to say the people that they're bringing the korban for. So just like the Mitchaprim, the only place that the Torah says that the entire Tzibur should bring the korban Betumah is the case of a Pesach, a korban Pesach, where the tzibur is tamei, or the kohanim are tamei, bitumas meis. So there, it should be the same thing for the kohanim. In the event that it's not a tzibur, and the kohanim are coming to be mechaper on a yochid, it's also a din that can be learned only from tamei meis, which is the case of the special dispensation that the Torah gives, but we don't find a special dispensation in the case of a tamei sheretz. And now, the question is, remember, this is all a review, so I'm not going to go through all of the details, but just to remind us so that we can get on with today's daf. So now the question is, I mean, the problem of allowing somebody to bring a korban Pesach while he's tamei is part of an issue called shochtim v'zorkin al tamei. So it could be Shochti V'Zorkin Al Tamei Meis, Shochti V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Now, the difference is that if somebody is a Tamei Sheretz, there is no way that he could be so Tamei that he wouldn't be able to eat his Korban Pesach tonight, right? Because you only need 1 minute to go to the mikveh if you're a Tamei Sheretz, and then the moment that the sun sets, even if it's a moment before sunset, you could jump into the mikveh, and then the sun sets, and now you'd be tahar, and then you'd be able to eat your korban Pesach at night. So if it's a tamei mace, the same situation would actually be true, but only on the seventh day, where after the tamei mace was exposed to the zrika of the paraduma on Shlishi, and today, which is Shvi'i, tonight he would be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So now the question is, can you be Zorek for somebody who sends his Korban Pesach with a Shliach? He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash because he's Tamei Sheretz. But could you send it with a Shliach and they would then bring it for you, and then tonight you'd be able to eat your Korban Pesach? So now what is the shita of the Zikne Doraim who make this distinction between Tamei Sheretz and between Tamei Meis? If they hold, Nikotsevri Einshofti Vizorkin Atome Sheretz, if they hold that Atome Sheretz has got the same problem as Atome Meis on Shvi Yishalo, and we cannot be Zorik for him, so then why would the Tzibor actually not make a Pesach Betuma? After all, the rule is, Kol Shebiachid Nitche, in a case where a Yochid has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, if the Tzibor is in the same state as that Yochid, then the Tzibor is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and they do it even Betuma. So if you hold that the Tomei Sheretz is not going to be able to have his carbon brought for him, and he'll have to be put off to Pesach Sheni, then if the whole Tzibor would need to be put off to Pesach Sheni, they're not put off to Pesach Sheni, and instead we bring the carbon for them, even Betuma. So then, obviously, that's not what the Ziknei Dorom hold, because, I mean, they say that actually the whole din is only set on a Tomei Meis, that it's Nitche for the Tzibor. So it must be that they hold that actually, the Tomei Sheretz can really go and bring it through a shliach. He could bring his carbon Pesach, even though he's Tomei, and then when the night comes, he's already Tahar, so there'd be no problem. But then, if that's the case, there seems to be a logical inconsistency in the position of the Tomei Sheretz, and this is where Reish Lakish blasted the Dromoi, the Chachmei Doraim, he blasted them. Takalu Reish Lakish LaDrumoi. It's interesting, the same language we would say when it was a shofar blast, you know, we'd say in English, he blasted them. Anyway, so he said to them, look, let's look at your own logic and show you how illogical it is. Because according to what you're saying, Ezekoach Meruba, who is the one who is most likely to be able to deal with the Korban Pesach even while they're Tmein? The Koach Mechaprim or the Koach Mechaprim? Is it the power of the Kohanim who are bringing the Kapora? Or is it the power of those for whom the Kapora is being brought? Now, you yourselves are making it clear that Have Omer Koach Mechaprim. You're saying that the person who has, he's bringing a Korban Pesach, if he's Tomei from a Sheretz, then he can be Shochet V'Zorek through a Shliach. And yet you're saying that nonetheless, even though the individual could send this Korban, but the Kohen who would try to be Mechaper on that Korban, it would be Pasuk. Because you're saying that's what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is referring to a case where a Kohen is Tomei Sheretz, and that's exactly where the Mishnah says that he's Mechalal his Avodah. That's how you understand the Mishnah. So now look at the illogic situation here. If, according to your own logic, Ma b'makom shenitmu ba'alim b'sheretz, in a case where even where the Bailim were Tomei b'sheretz, which you say, if a Kohen is Tomei b'sheretz, it's over. But if the Bailim was Tomei b'sheretz, you said, and we said there was no alternative, that they can actually send their carbon with a shliach. And nonetheless, if a Kohen who's in the same situation as the Bailim, and he is Tomei b'sheretz, he cannot be meratz, and he is mechalal his avoda, because that's what the Mishnah says. So then, don't you understand that in a place where the Baalim, they are the mitchaprim, the one for whom the korban is being brought, right? And they were Tamei B'meis. And you said, well, they can't send their korban. They're going to have to bring their korban in Pesach Sheni. And nonetheless, even though they, the ones who are more powerful, because they're the mitchaprim, and you said the mitchaprim are more powerful, they can't send their korban. So in that case, for sure the Kohen, who is Nitma B'meit and is in that same situation, obviously should not be able to be Meratza because he's always a step lower than the person for whom he's bringing the Korban. So look, your logic is completely screwy. So the whole point that you're making is that when the Kohen is a Tamei Sheretz, where the Baalim is okay to send his Korban, the Kohen messes up the Korban. But in the case of the Baalim being a Tomei Meis, where the Baalim cannot send his carbon, there it's okay if the Kohen does. I mean, like, how do you make any sense out of that, says Reish Lakish? It's completely nuts. Ah, that's because it never occurred to anybody that the Zikne Dorum would hold something as crazy as this. The Zikne Dorum actually hold that it's not only the Tomei Sheretz who could send his korban with somebody else to be able to eat it that night. It's a Tomei Mace also. I mean, he's not supposed to, but if he did, it would be okay. So that he, if what we're talking about over here is a Tomei Mace, you can't tell me that it's illogical, because if a Tomei Mace would send a korban to the Beis HaMikdash instead of waiting for Pesach Sheni, it would be okay. What? How could it be okay? It's a beferish pasuk. I don't understand. These Zikne Dorim, they're getting out of hand. The Aktiv Ish Kiet Tomei Nefesh, and is also Pesach B'Chodesh HaSheni. He's got to wait until the next month of Iyar. And I don't get it. So how exactly are you telling me that he could bring it? Well, they hold that that's, I said, it's only if he did it. I didn't say he could do it. They hold that that's only the mitzvah lechatchila. But lemaisa, if somebody brought in his carbon Pesach for him, nobody knew the difference, and he went ahead and did it, he would be yotze. And he would be yotze, even though he didn't eat his korban Pesach. He was a tamei mace maybe for the next week. What? But how can you say he would be yotze if it says beferish, im yimat habayit miyot misev lakachu shcheino bakarov beto? Here's the important words. Bimichsat nefashot ish lefi ochlo tachosu alase. So first note, the word bimichsat. As a bimichsat nefashot means that according to what covers the number of people that will cover the achila of the korban Pesach, and only if it's ish lefi achlo, even if these people are able to eat, meaning that a minimum they have to be able to eat a kezayis, bichtei achilas pras. And it says there that if you are not a michsat nefashot, meaning that you were not appointed. How do you become appointed? You register. You make a shutafut. You get together with people, and those are called the minuyim. So from here we understand that if a korban Pesach was shechted shelo leminuyav to somebody who was not registered on it, and now he just wants to walk in and have some, he's not going to be yotze. It had to have been that lechatchila it was shechted for him because he had said to the others he wants to join. Now, it says over there that this is also lefi ochlo. So, in other words, if he can't eat it, so it would also be pasuk. Yeah, okay, fine. They don't disagree with the pasuk, but they say the pasuk is only lemitzvah. The pasuk is lechatchila, but not b'diavad. All we keep saying to you is that in the event that this tamei mace would do so then it would be accepted, in which case there's nothing illogical about our position vis-a-vis the tamei mace relative to the tamei sheretz. That's all we're saying. Excuse me, but you're telling me it's only a mitzvah and it's not la'akev? It says beferish in the brisa that it is ma'akev. V'atanya b'michsat nefashot melamed she'ein ha'pesach nishchat ela leminuyav. Pesach can only be shechted for somebody who is registered on that Pesach. So before the shechita, you had already made up with the other shutafim. You are one of the shutafim. Okay. How about if you shechted it for people that weren't registered? Shechato shelo leminuyav. You might think, says the brisa, that, well, you were a bad boy, but you're yotze. And it's only ka'over ala mitzvah. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. But bidi avad, it would be kosher. Therefore, the same pasuk repeats the word tachosu twice. Bimichsat nefashot tachosu alase. Why does it repeat it twice? That's our claw when it comes to kachim. Shana alav akatuv la'akev. The pasuk repeats things to make it clear that it's not just a mitzvah, but it actually passes the aveda. And therefore, since we know that it says over here, ish lefi achlo, which means that we're comparing the need to be able to be an eater, in other words, you need to be capable of eating so that you're not ill or you're not too old to eat that amount in that amount of time, which is the kedeach yivas pras, And that would be the same as not being a menuyav, because it says ish lefiochlo bit is the tachosu. So apparently, the pasuk is now making a hekesh. The din of the erchlin is the same as the din of the menuyin. Just like we just said that if you would shecht it to people who aren't registered, it would be possible even b'diavad. So too, if you shechted it and it's not able to be eaten, so then it would be possible b'diavad. And you're telling me that if I send as a tame mace, I'm not going to be able to eat it. So if I can't eat it, then it should be possible because it's the equivalent of shalolim and nuyav. So how are the ziknei dorom arguing on the pasuk again, as it's defined in the Braita? Well, the ziknei dorom do not believe that the mentioning of lefi ochlo creates a hekesh that makes it the same as the minuyin. They say that's true for lechatchila to be able to eat, but lemaisa, if you shechted it for someone who can't eat, as long as those people were minuyim, it would be kosher. So they don't hold the hekesh. Okay, so now you're telling me that they would say that it's kosher b'diavad. Okay, I accept that, but it doesn't make any difference. Don't you understand? The same problem that you had in the logic of the ziknei dorim when we thought it was talking about a lechatchila. It's just as illogical if it's only kosher b'diavad. Let me spell it out to you, okay? Even if they're not makish. So they hold that b'diavad, it's kosher. That doesn't change the kal v'chomer that shows that they're wrong, because we still have the same question. Mi'anami yisle pirch. Let's just rephrase it into a b'diavad, okay? So let me say the same words, except I'll make it clear that it's in a way that is true even according to the ziknei dorim. Here, let me say it like this. Uma b'makom shenitmu ba'alim b'sheretz. We're over there if the ba'alim, who are the ones that are most likely to be able to get away with murder when it comes to the Korban Pesach, and they're able to be mishalchei korbanotei. Now, let me throw in this word to make it clear, okay? They're able to be mishaleach their korban with a shliach to be sharchet v'zorek, and that's even lechatchila. And nonetheless, a kohen who is tomei b'sheretz is not able to be meratza. So a makom shenitmu balim b'meis, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, yeah, but we hold it. Yeah, but even you hold it's only okay b'diavad, not lechatchila. So therefore, a makom with a balim is not allowed. Yes, if he did it, it would be good. But he can't do it lechatchila. She'ein mishalchi korbanotem lechatchila. So it's still not as good as the case of two b'sheretz, right? So it's the same kal v'chomer. It's illogical to say that a kohen shenitma b'meis, because eino din she'eino meratza, in that case, he should be even less likely to be meratza. So how does this make sense? Yeah, that's a good point. You know what? And I think that from the Mishnah, we can actually show that the ziknei dorim are wrong. Take a look at this. Meisvei. Here, the Mishnah says, Beferish in Pesachim, Mipnei sha'amru, Nazir v'eise Pesach. So over there we have a halacha like this. And this is sort of bringing us in the middle of the Mishnah. That's talking about a Korban Pesach, where we did the Zrikas Adam, and we thought everything was fine. And then afterwards, it turns out that that dam was Tameh. So it says there in the Mishnah that the Tzitz was Meratzah. Why? Because Mipnei Shamru, when it comes to a Nazir, or to somebody who is bringing the Korban Pesach, and it turns out that there was Tuma there, the Tzitz would be Meratza on the Tuma of the Dam, but the Tzitz cannot be Meratza on the Tuma of the individual who is bringing the Korban. Because obviously if a Nazir, we didn't know that he was Tameh, and he went ahead and brought Karbonas. Well, it's not going to help him to have a Tzitz, because when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he needs to redo his whole Naziris. He's got to wait until he becomes Tor. He has to bring his special Karbonas to restart his Naziris, and then only then is he going to be able to bring his Karbonas Nazir. So obviously, the Tzitz can't be Meratzen for the Nazir, because he wasn't Chayev in the Karbonas, since it turned out that he was Tameh. Fine. So not The tzitz is not meratza al tumas haguf. So then what do you think we're talking about? We're obviously talking about over here in a case where it was the owner who was tame, because it's focusing on the Nazir and the Pesach. So it's talking about the individuals became tame, and that's exactly why these cases are unique, right? So now tell me what type of tumah we're talking about. If we're talking about a tumah sheretz, so then, excuse me, ziknei doraim, you said, v'shorchti v'zorki na tumah sheretz. That's what you said. And the Mishnah is saying over here, exactly the opposite. It says over here, it was actually not a kosher korban. So it's got to be talking about, that's referring to tumas meis. And it says over here that tzitz is not meratzah. Now, your position, the tame of tumas meis, bidi avad, your position, ziknei dorei, is that the tzitz was going to be meratzah, even though he shouldn't have done it, and it was brought betumah. But nonetheless, you're saying that tzitz is meratzah, right? And here it says that even though it's tumas meis, which is the case that you, ziknei dorei, insist, is okay bidi avad. And why is it okay bidi avad? Because the tzitz is meratzah. And it says here in the Mishnah, Eina tzitz meratzah. So you see that if nitmu abalim b'meit, they're not going to be able to send their korbanos and have it be kosher bidi avad because of the tzitz, because the tzitz is not going to work. And they're still going to have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So what are you talking about? You, ziknei dorei, you claim that bidi avad, if somebody who was tomei tumas meis did send a korban Pesach, that tzitz would be meratzah. And here the Mishnah says, because she's not meratzah. So what are you talking about, please? No, says the Gemara, excuse me. You guys made a big mistake. That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah was not referring to where the owner was tomei. The Mishnah is talking about where the dam of the korban became tomei. If it was the owner who became tamei, so then according to us, it would be kosher bidi avad, because the tzitz would be meratzah. It's talking about over here that when it says the tzitz is not meratzah, it's talking about that the kohen was tamei, and he was tamei b'sheretz, which is exactly what we said. If the kohen is tamei b'sheretz, that is what our Mishnah said beferish, that Tamei Sheretz is not going to be able to be kosher. We said in the Mishnah, it's Mechalo Ve'aveda. So obviously we held that it's the din of the Ritzui Tzitz does not apply, which is exactly what we said. I don't know what your problem is. Exactly what we said. In which case, we have a little bit of problem, because then why did we talk about a Nazir and a Pesach? Because this is irrelevant. Nitma Adam is irrelevant if it's the Nazir or the Pesach. It's actually, according to the way the Ziknei Doraim are insisting over here, it's talking about any type of a korban yochid that a kohen brings. So then the only reason that the Mishnah mentions the Pesach and the Nazir is because there's a special halacha, which the Mishnah is about to discuss, which we'll talk about, which is a new Gavi issue, which is called Tum'at HaTahom. And Tum'at HaTahom is a halacha l'meshim Sinai that indeed is applicable only to a Korban Pesach and to a Nazir. Okay? So now we'll get to this in a moment. Ask the Gemara, if you're claiming that we're talking about over here, about a case where the kohen became tamei b'sheretz. Said, how do you explain the next piece of the Mishnah? Yochi emas eifa. Nitma tum'at hatahom hatzitz miratzeh. If the person became tamei by tum'at hatahom, tum'at hatahom, the Gemara explains over there, is a tuma that was unknown to anybody. So let's say somebody was discovered in a place where it was clear that he was trapped by a sudden flood, or something collapsed on him where no one was around, the middle of nowhere. He was walking through Switzerland and an avalanche fell on him and whatever. And then we recover his body a long time afterwards. So there's a special halacha l'meshim Sinai that says that b'negeya, a Nazir and a Pesach, that Tumas HaTahom was actually is not going to passel them. So let's say that a nazir brought his karbonas. He had no idea that he was tummy. He had walked right over this place where that body was discovered that no one had ever known about, which is Tumas HaTahom, and he had already brought his karbonas. Then the halacha is that he does not have to redo his naziras, and amazingly, his karbonas, which we know for a fact were brought betuma, that they nonetheless were kosher. The same thing is true about a karbon Pesach. Halacha l'meshim Sinai, that he finds out ex post facto that before he brought the carbon, he had actually walked over this place and the body was discovered on the bottom of the ocean that had, in a boat that had sunk and nobody knew, whatever the case was of the Tumas HaTahom. And here the commissioner continues on to say that there the tzitz is meratz. And there it's talking about the person, the person's body. Right? So he himself had become nitma, tumas haguf, not tumas hadam. So now, if you, Ziknei Dorim, are claiming that the reisha of the Mishnah was dealing specifically with tumas sheretz, right? So then, what are we talking about over here, tumas hatahom? Tumas sheretz? Excuse me, but we know that Rabbi Chia said in the Braita, lo amru tumas hatahom el alameit bilvad. The whole halacha l'meshim Sinai of Tumat HaTahom is a din of Tumas Meit B'Tahom, not a din of Sheretz. Now, when you say only a mate, what do you mean? Only a mate and not a Sheretz, right? So therefore, let's say that there was a Sheretz, that nobody had known that there was a Sheretz there. He stuck his hand into it and had no idea that there was a Sheretz in the pile of dirt that he was using for his, compost heap, whatever. It would be no din of Tumat HaTahom. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot be talking about Tumat Sheretz. Ha! Well, the Ziknei Dorim will say, actually, it's not coming to exclude Tumat Sheretz. Actually, Tumat Sheretz is exactly the same. And the only thing that is different is Tumat Yotze Mimeno Migufo. There we can have a problem of Tumas HaTahom that we have no halacha l'meshim Sinai, but any Tuma that just comes from Tumas Maga or Tumas Oyo, which is like a Maga, it's something you come into contact with. Contact is where, that's what it meant, Tahom by Meis Bilvad. It means contact with a dead body. If it was a Sheretz or an Avela, that's the same thing. It's also contact with a dead body, and it's not a human body. So, and the question is, okay, so what then did you mean? There's only a din of contact. As opposed to what? Well, as opposed, for instance, to Ziva. Now, let's say a person, remember, a male, the halacha is that the Zivas of a male is not defined by the day alone. The Zivas of a male is defined by each separate discharge of Zivas. And therefore, what would be the din? If he's someone that had two different re'iyas, then the halacha would be that he would actually be chayev to require shivas yamei svira. He would need to be tor only after 7 days. Now, what about the question is, if it was one long re'iya, but it starts on one day, and continues the next day, so days are also enough to make separate riyas, and therefore he would need shiva. But what about if he had these two discharges during Ben Hashmashes? Now, Ben Hashmashes, the time that he was raya could have been kulay min hayom, kulay min halayla, or half of it could have been Mayom, and half of it could have been Menalailas. We don't know the din specifically of the Ben Hashmashes. And because of that, nobody knows, if it happened Ben Hashmashes, about whether it was two Re'iyas or one Re'iyah. And that would define whether he was Tamei more than one day. So that is not called Tumas HaTahom, and it's not a type of maga, and there's no din of Tumas HaTahom on this entirely different type of tuma, which is tuma yotze migufo. But enoch inami, according to the way the Ziknei Dorim understand it, we now think that there is a halacha of tumas atahom for the individual, both to the kohen or for the owner. If the kohen or the owner were tomei tumas atahom when it comes to the carbon pesach, the pesach is kosher. But wait a minute. So how do you explain Rami Bar Chama's question? Rami Bar Chama asked, if a kohen who is actually being maratza for a nazir, is being maratza for somebody who's bringing a carbon pesach, he wanted to know, is the din of tumas hatahom, is that a din in the kohen who's maratza the halacha l'meshim Sinai, and therefore it would be okay, or is that halacha specifically a din in the owner? So if that's what he was asking, you see that tivshot, of the way that the Zikne Dorum just explained things, the whole idea was, well, of course, that's what it was referring to. It was referring to the Kohen who was being Meratza on a Karban Pesach. So there, what's Rami Bar Chama asking? That was the whole basis of the way that the Zikne Dorum explained the whole sugi in the Mishnah. Because the whole Mishnah that the Zikne Dorum were talking about here was about a Kohen. And it said, what would be the din if the Kohen was being Meratza? So we thought it meant he was Tomei Meis. Then we said, no, it meant that he was Tomei Sheretz. And then it was talking about a case where we switched to the din of Tumas HaTahom. And they said it's a din of Tumas HaTahom of Zivas. But it was all talking about a Kohen. And it took for granted that, of course, there's a din of Tumas HaTahom to Kohen. What the heck is Rami Bar Chama? What, he doesn't know how to learn a Mishnah? So obviously Rami Bar Chama didn't understand the Mishnah that way. Okay, fine. So you're right. The Rami Bar Chama, Vadai Pligi. It's clear that Rami Bar Chama doesn't even take seriously what the Zikne Dorum were saying, because he understands that the Mishnah is talking about not the Kohen. The Mishnah is talking about the Bialim. He's not even sure whether the Din of Tumas Tahom would even refer to the Kohen. So if that's the case, then the Breisha of the Mishnah, which says that there's no din of Ritzoi Tzitz, Binogea, the Tuma, is talking about the Tuma of the Bialim, not the Tuma of the Kohen, which means that he has to hold that if a Korban Pesach was brought for someone who is Tomei from a mace, that it's definitely puzzle, the opposite of what it is that the Zikne Dorum held. According to the Zikne Dorum, the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where the Kohen is Tomei, and according to them, they can hold it Eino Chinami. If the Bialim was Tomei, and it was brought by somebody for him, then Bidi Avad, the Zikne Dorum hold, it's actually kosher, Bidi Avad. Fine. Rami Bar Chama clearly doesn't hold that way. So it turns out, let's just sort of put this together. According to the Zikne Dorim, it seems quite clear that if, Bidi Avad, there was a Yochid who was Tomei, and he was Tomei Meis, then if it was brought, and it was brought by Isser, because it wasn't supposed to be brought, he does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And as a matter of fact, if he was Tomei from a Sheretz, then even L'chatchila, he would be able to send his carbon with somebody else. And the Kohen, if he was Tomei from a Meis, so then Bidi Avad, if he brought it for the Yochid, it would be kosher. Because, in fact, the Tzitz would be Meratza. Masha Enken, if he was Tomei from a Sheretz, the Tzitz would not be Meratza. And Benogea, the din of Tumas HaTahom, according to the Zikne Dorim, the din of Tumas HaTahom is a halacha, both in the Kohen and in the Bialim. And the only thing that's not included, because Tumas HaTahom b'meis doesn't mean literally b'meis, it means b'meis, b'sheretz, b'nevela. The only thing that wouldn't be included was Tumas HaTahom of Ziva. So there's a lot of interrelated piskei halachas here, even though they're not fundamentally interrelated, but in order to hold the sheet of Zikne Dorim, the only way to fit everything in was if you hold all of what I just said. Mashenken, according to Rami Bar Chama, even Bidi Avad, if a Tomei Meis, a Yochid, would send his carbon, it would be Paso, his carbon Pesach, and Benogea, where he is Tomei Sheretz, we'll see shortly what, not tonight, but we'll see what the din would be. I'll leave it at Rami Bar Choma, because he didn't say anything about that yet. And if the Kohen was tummy, so then, according to Rami Bar Choma, it doesn't matter what he was tummy. He was tummy from a mace, or he was tummy from a sheretz. The tzitz is not meratz. And there's a question of whether tumas hatahom is enough that he would be meratz if it turns out he was tummy before. Okay. Meanwhile, we also have an issue with this braita against, actually, Rami Bar Choma, with the braita I'm about to tell you. It says, V'nasa Aharon et Avon HaKodashim. This is a beautiful limud, which is found in many, many places all around Shas, and it has immense implications for our sugya. So let's take a look and understand what the pasuk is referring to, and see, this is a fantastic way of understanding the pasukim. Take a look at the pasuk. It says, V'nasa Aharon et Avon HaKodashim. So what is this? V'haya ametzach Aharon. The tzitz should be on Aaron's forehead, and what will that enable Aaron Akoin to do? V'nasa Aaron et Avon HaKodashim asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnot kodshehem. Aaron will be able to fix, by wearing the tzitz, something that would otherwise have destroyed the karbonos of b'nei Yisrael, wherever they're bringing this matana, and therefore v'hoya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon l'hem l'fnei Hashem. Wear this all the time, so that when Klal Yisrael bring a korban that's not kosher, the tzitz will enable it to be kosher. Now, ask yourself, says the Braita, v'chi eza avon nosei. Aaron is going to be nosei the avon. Which avon are we talking about? If we're talking about the avon of pigol, then that's impossible. Because when it comes to pigol, the pasuk says that it will never be meratzeh. Now, as Rashi points out, the psukim in the sugya here are reversed. This is not the correct girsa. And Rashi changes around the psukim to read, im avon pigul hare kvar nemar lo yeratzeh. Im avon notar hakvar arikvar nema lo yechashev. Now, gentlemen, this is very confusing because there's no such thing as a psul of notar, obviously. Notar simply means that something has been left beyond the time that it's roy for, right? So you had meat that was roy to be eaten just for the rest of the day or for 2 days and a night in between, and you didn't eat it in time, and then it becomes notar. Well, the fact that the meat becomes notar, or the dambik, whatever it is, does not affect the carbon in any way. The karma was already brought, pekashras. You can't ex post facto retroactively pasul a carbon by leaving something over. That's ridiculous. I mean, if any of those things that were left over anyway didn't need to be eaten or taken care of in any way, so who cares? So therefore, when the Gemara says here, im abraita, I mean, says im avon notar, doesn't mean notar. It means a machshava of notar. Now, what is a machshava of notar? It means that when the Kohen did one of the matirin, he had in mind to consume, or to be zorek, to let the mizbeach consume, or to be maktir, shalo bizmano. But in reality, it was brought bizmano. So this is what we've said all along, is the amazing din of pigol chutz lizmano and pigol chutz lemekomo, in which the consciousness to do something is the equivalent of its having been done, and therefore it affects the past because of machshava of the future. But in the normal world, in the physical world, where we're not talking about the consciousness of the Kohen, there's a one-way directionality at the time, and it doesn't affect anything going back retroactively. And therefore, when it says notar, it obviously doesn't really mean notar. It must mean the thought of notar. And that would mean that the avon pigol cannot mean the machsheves pigol of chutz lizmano, and the meaning of avon pigol is the machsheva of chutz lemekomo. So even though that's unusual, it's not at all difficult to understand why. Because the reason that we know about Chutz L'Mekomo is because the Torah tells us about Pigul Chutz L'Zmano, but it repeats it. So therefore we say, Pigul Lo Yeratzeh, and with an Eino Inyan for Chutz L'Zmano, we use it to tell me Chutz L'Mekomo. So therefore, if you want to really bring out the difference between the two, you call one the Avon Pigo, which was the Imeno Inyan, and you call the other one Notar, which is not really Notar at all, and therefore we don't mean the Psul of Notar, in which case the correct Psukim are the opposite, because when it comes to the Avon Pigo, which is Chutz L'Mekomo, the Lushan in that Pasuk is not Lo Yechashev. It's actually Lo Yeratzeh. And when it comes to Chutz L'Zmano, there the Lushan of the Pasuk is Lo Yechashev. And here the Gemara took it a little bit too literally. Somebody got confused and put in the wrong Pesukim. Okay, so we need to adjust that. Now, so which Avon, getting back to when it says, Aaron will carry the Avon of the Kachim. Tell me which Avon we're talking about. It can't mean the Avon of a Makshava of Chutz L'Mekomo, because there the Torah said beferish, no sir, lo yiratzeh. So don't tell me that Vinasa Aaron is going to be Meratzeh. It says beferish, it won't be Meratzeh. So cross that one out. Could it be talking about the Avon of Chutz L'Zmano in Makshava? No, because the Torah says, Beferish lo yechashev. It's not going to be counted for him. So then obviously that's not what the Aaron is going to be nosei. What then will Aaron be nosei? He will be nosei the remaining psul, which is Tuma. That must be what it's referring to. And that's very logical. Because, look, I mean, if you're going to try to tell me, I don't know, maybe it's for Yoshev, you know? Maybe it's for using your left hand. I mean, whatever. No. The psul of Tuma is the single thing that makes unbelievable sense that the tzitz should be meratzeh. Why do I say that? Because, eino nosei ela avein Tuma, because it's shutra mechlala betzibur. Since we find that the Torah was already makel on Tuma, and the Torah says, well, if the whole tzibur is tame, then it's okay. So then it makes sense that which is essentially what the Zikne Dorum were claiming, that since we already found that the Torah is going to be makel on Tuma, bit tzibur, so then that would mean for the same Tuma, it would be makel even on a Kohen Upra. That's what they said. The same type of reasoning. So since we find that the Torah was already makel on this type of Tuma, so then it makes sense that when we give a special dispensation to somebody who brought that and Aaron was wearing the tzitz, that that's what the tzitz is actually going to be meratzeh on. So therefore, in a nosel of untuma shahutra mechlola betzibur, now this is the brayta that appears all over. Now, what we need to look at now is more detail and see how this affects Rami Bar Chama or the Zikne Dorum. Because when it says over here that it only is coming to be miratza on a tuma that sutra betzibur, well, what tuma is that? It can't be talking about too much sheretz, could it? Because if the tzitz would be meratzeh, if the kohen or if the bailim would tell maybe too much sheretz, then it would mean that you could be able to be makshir that korban. And if it was a korban pesach, it would be mutter. But how could it mean that? Where does it say that an entire tzibur is allowed to bring a korban that when they're tameh b'tumas sheretz? I don't know any place it says that. It only says with the tumas mace. That's the whole parsha Pesach Sheni. You are not shema show you tameim b'nefesh adam. And that's where we learn out the din that if it's a tzibur and it's not just anashim, that it goes to Pesach Sheni. That it doesn't need Pesach Sheni. So where would be any place where the Braita could say, yes, it must be referring to Tumas Sheretz, because after all, Tumas Sheretz, if it's the Rov HaTzibur, there's no such din. So it's got to be referring to Tumas Meis, right? Okay. So The Pashtus is that it's talking about the Baalim became Tomei B'meis, and they are bringing the Korban, and nonetheless, it says over here that the Tzitz is Meratzeh. So whatever the din of that Tuma is, whether it's the Tuma of the Basar, the Tuma of the Dam, or the Tuma of the Baalim, or the Tuma of the Kohen, that Tuma is Meratzeh al Yedei the Tzitz. So now tell me who we're talking about. Is a Nazir? Is he bringing his Karbonus? Remember, the Mishnah started off by saying the special din by a Nazir and a Tamei Pesach. So what do you think we're talking about when we say that the Tzitz is Meratzeh? It's obviously can't be talking about Stam a Korban. I mean, what's the difference if the Baalim is Tamei if he's sending a Korban Shlomim? I mean, that's ridiculous. The only place where it makes all the difference in the world if the Baalim is Tamei is a Korban Pesach, where it has to be eaten by the Baalim, and a Nazir, who needs to be Tahar in order to be able to be Roy to bring his Korban Tyre of the Nazir. Obviously, if he wasn't Tahar, he can't bring his Korbanus to the Nazir. So what do you think we're talking about when we say that Aaron, this is so beautiful in being able to see that just from the words V'nasa Aaron, we end up getting a clear-cut definition of what precisely the differences are, because there's got to be an understandable distinction, and that distinction has got to be that Tumas Mace is different, or rather, I should say, Tuma is different because it's Utra V'tzibur. So now let's try to figure out what that means. Okay, it can't mean the Tuma of Asheretz. And who is it referring to? It can't mean a Nazir, because by the Nazir it says, even V'chiyamut made the love B'peta Pitom, the guy knew nothing about it, and he was Nitma, he has to wait until he becomes Tahar, and he has to bring his Korbanus Nazir Tyra, and then he has to keep his Naziris again, so what good is it going to do for the Tzitz? The Tzitz can only be Meratz on a Korban that you're supposed to be bringing. This Nazir is not even supposed to be bringing a Korban, so it's obviously not a reference to the Nazir. So what is it referring to? It could only be referring to an Eisa Pesach, okay? So it means somebody is coming, and he's Tomei as a Yochid, and he's not supposed to be bringing his Korban Pesach, and it says over here that if he does bring his Korban, this is the only case we've got, for God's sake, if he does bring his Korban Pesach, then it's okay. Now, who says that? The Ziknei Doron. They're the only ones who say that. So what's Rami Bar Choma carrying on over here? It's against the Pasuk. He doesn't know how to read a Pasuk properly. What is he, some kind of stupid college graduate? So it must be that the Ziknei Doron are correct. No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Remember, you are taking things very literally. And when it comes to the definition of halacha, we talk in terms of sets or in terms of rubrics. We don't talk about the dinim as a specific case. It could very well be talking about a Tumas Sheretz, and the Tzitz is Meratza on Tumas Sheretz. And when we say Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, did we ever say the particular Tumah that the Sheretz is, that the Tzitz is Meratza on is Hutra B'tzibur? No! We said, Pigel is never Mutter. And Neiser, which is Pigel Chutzizmana, is never Mutter. So I can't be referring to that. What is sometimes Mutter? Tuma. Did I say this Tuma? No. What are you getting so literal about? I said Tuma. Okay. Is there Tuma that is Hutra B'tzibur? Yes. What is that? Who cares? It's the shame Tuma that we're referring to. That concept of Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. Yes, it's true. It's only Hutra B'tzibur in the case of a mace and so on, but that's not the point here. The point is that the concept of Tuma is much more likely to have a Ritzoy Tzitz than anything else. That's all we're trying to say. Don't make it overly literal. So if it's shame Tuma Ba'olam, we're looking only at the concept of Tuma, and that definitely is the most likely area for the Tzitz to be Meratzah. As a matter of fact, that it's possible to read this Braita and come along with a Raya against the Ziknei Doron and for Rami Bar Choma if you take it in the following way. Ika de Daiku Maisei Orcha. Some actually are Medayik in the Braita by saying, look, It said in the Pasuk, V'nasa Aaron et avodah kodashim, and we're medayek, Aaron is only noisei the avon hakodashim, of the actual korban. But the avon hamakdishim, the oven of those who are bringing the korban, it's not going to be meratzah. Okay, and we ended up saying, which is that referring to? Tuma. So then that means if the korban, let's say the dam was tamei before the zrika, or the basar was tamei before you put on the mizbeah, the tzitz is meratzah, but it doesn't say that tzitz is meratzah on anybody, not on the kohen, not on the balim. And ask yourself, which tuma do you think we're talking about? If you think we're talking about tuma sheretz, I mean, how could it be talking about tuma sheretz? Obviously, there's no place where tuma sheretz was utra betzibur. It's got to be talking about tumas mace. And what's it saying? Even when it comes to Tumas Meis, it's only the kutchim, only the dam, or the only the basar of the korban that the tzitz is going to be meratzah on. But the avona magdishim, it is not going to help you if you are tamei, or if the kohen is tamei, it will not be meratzah. Now, that's exactly the opposite of the Zikne Dorum. The Zikne Dorum said that Bidi Avad, a person who is tamei meis, and he sends as an individual, he sends his korban, and someone was sherchet v'zerek alav, it would be kosher Bidi Avad. Or, for that matter, if the kohen was tamei, he says, the Mishnah does not say that the kohen is mechalal, because the tzitz is meratzah. That's the Zikne Dorum. And this is saying exactly the opposite. It is saying there is no ritzoy tzitz except on the dam, or on the buzzer, but not on the kohen, and not on the owner. So how can the Zikne Dorum say that if the owner was tamei and he sent his korban, it would be kosher b'di avad? Or if the kohen was tamei, the Mishnah never said it would be mechalal. Not true! So l'chora, this proves that Rami Bar Choma is right, and the Zikne Dorum are wrong. And in this case, the Zikne Dorum will say exactly what we said before. Why? It might in fact be talking about sheretz, Liolam Tuma Sheretz, and when it says it's most likely to be referring to Tuma, it's still true. But which Tuma? Tuma Sheretz, because the shame of Tuma in general has a place where it is mutter in the Tzibor, even Lechatchila. So therefore, the Zikne Dorum are saying, what's the Braita telling me? That if a korban became, the dam became tamei b'sheretz, so the basar became tamei b'sheretz, that then the tzitz will be meratzah. But if the bailam of the kohen were tamei b'sheretz, it's not going to be meratzah. And that is exactly what the Zikne Dorum said. The Zikne Dorum said that our Mishnah, which says that a kohen who is tamei b'sheretz, and it means only b'sheretz, according to Zikne Dorum, a kohen who is tamei b'sheretz, who brings the korban, is mechalal. Great! This is exactly what it says over here. And therefore, if the owner is tamei, so for sure, there's no problem, because he's not tamei at that point. We don't need the tzitz to be meratzah, because since he's not a tamei meis, he's able anyway to be completely roi at the beginning. So therefore, when it's talking about over here, when Tumas Meis, there, whether the coin is a Tumi Meis, whether the Bailim is Tumi Meis, over there, we, Zikne Dorum, hold that the Tzitz is Meratzah, like we said before. Why? Maybe because the Tumas Meis is more roi to be Meratzah, because of the fact that it is literally Lechatchila brought as a Korban Tzibur. Okay, so this is really, if you go over it, I know we didn't have much time. If you go over it, you will derive much pleasure from watching the way that we could just use the words in the pasuk to zero in on a halakha, which seems to be so incredibly complex and involves so many different svaras. And it turns out it's a simple word that if you learn how to listen, that word was addressing your problem, except that we never bother noticing. Okay, so this is all part of the Chachma of Kachim, to learn how to speak. So the next case that we had in the Mishnah of a psul, even b'di avad, where the Kohen is doing the avodah wrongly and is mechalal avodah, in the long list of the Mishnah, we're up to Yoshev. So how do we know that Yoshev is Mechal of the Aveda? Omer Rova Amrim Nachman, Omer Kro La'amod L'sharet. And that, if you take a look at the Pasuk, it's clear in the context of the Pasuk that this is part of the Etzem Bechira, because it says, Ki bo bachar Hashem la'amod l'sharet. So that means that what it is to be a Kohen, what were you nivchar as a Kohen, to be standing to do the Sheirut. But that means that if you're not standing, you weren't chosen as a Kohen, in which case you would have a din of a zar. So it would be equivalent to the case of Ein Big Deyam Aleyem, Ein Kunatam Aleyem, and then obviously it's going to be possible. The same thing is true, is if it's not Bamida, it's going to be possible. This is the way Rashi here understands the sugya. Now, this leads to a lot of problems, and there's a completely different nusach in the Rashi, which appears elsewhere, and it's brought by the Shita Mekubetzes, and it's referred to here by all of the Rishonim that discuss the Rashi. I'm trying to just explain the Gemara according to the Rashi, but Pashtus on the Daf. The other approach in Rashi is that we're not actually learning out the psul from here. We're just learning out the inappropriateness from here. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I didn't choose you to be sitting around. I chose you to be standing. Now we're going to have to ask, okay, but how do we know that that means that it's possible? Okay, that approach makes a little bit more sense in terms of the way that the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbana. Now, in a bright that we have, a completely different mokar than the mokar that we just quoted from Amar Avraham Reb Nachman, which was that there was no bechira for the Kohen as kahuna unless he's being aimed. And that, of course, would have included already that he's pasul. Because if he's not a Kohen, he was never nifchar as a Kohen. So then what's the question? Of course, he's a czar. And a czar is pasul, and pasul is avoda by definition. So therefore, if the pshat that we're going to see now, which gives us a different pasuk for the psul, makes more sense according to the other gears that we have in Rashi. So, Tana Rabbana, la'amod l'sharet. So, since it says in the Pasuk that the Kohen is meant to be la'amod l'sharet, that's a mitzvah, l'chatchila, that it's supposed to be done ba'amida. And that means that if it would be non-ba'amida, how do we know that it's actually pasul? Because then, when we have in the other Pasuk, V'sheret, v'shem Hashem Elokav, k'chol echav ha'leviyim ha'omdim sham lifnei Hashem. So put the two together. And why are you repeating the idea of ha'omdim sham? That is a shana lava katuv lakev. That's a repeat. And as we know, the klal and kachim is when the Torah wants us to understand that this is a ikuva, it repeats it. Omele ravel reb Nachman, mirte. If what you're saying now is that a Yoshev is similar to a czar. Now again, the first shot that I mentioned in Rashi, which is what we have here in our sugya, this Gemara makes more sense, because, or at least the beginning of it does, because if the mokar is that the bechira of the Kohanim, bo bechara Hashem la'amod l'sharet, is that he's not chosen as a Kohen if he's not standing, so then he would have a din of a czar. And then it would be a given that he's Bechal of the Aveda. So if it's a given that he's Bechal of the Aveda, then why don't we say that in the same way that a czar is Chayev Misa, if he does the Aveda, so a Yoshev who does the Aveda should also be Chayev Misa. And we should call him to be the equivalent of a czar. So why does it say in a Braita, where over there the Braita is talking about all of those who were Chayav Misa, it says the Oral and the Onen and the Yoshev are not Usur as a Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, but they're Usur as a Lav. They're not supposed to be doing Aveda that way. So it's Ela Ba'az no Chayav Misa. Says the Gemara, because we know that a Yoshev cannot be one that is Chayav Misa because of the din of Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echot. Since where the Torah repeats something in two situations where I could have learned out one from the other and instead says in each one of them a separate chiyuv, it's obvious that one is not meant to be a model, and these are two separate and unique situations. So since by the mechuser begadim, it says that they're chayav misa, and by loyroch utsyadayim veraglayim, it says v'lo yamusu, that they are going to be chayav misa. So it says beferish v'lo yamusu. So if that's the case, we have now two psukim that are boim ke'echad. V'chol shnei ketuvim boim ke'echad in melamdim. So that would mean that these are unique, and bedafka, any other case where there is an azara, is specifically not meant to be a chiyuv misa. What about according to the man Yomar, who says that even if it's shnei ketuvim boim ke'echad, it's still melamdim, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita all over? In this case, we know that the iser of shesuyah yayin, it also says beferish bevoachem al ol moed the yayin v'shechar al tesh v'lo tamutu. So over there, it also has a chiyuv misa, which means now we have three different psukim about three different situations in which there's a chiyuv misa, and we cannot learn therefore another one from the ones that are given. So everybody is made up. That shloishek zavim abayim ke'echad in melamdim. All right, we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. Kol tuv, moedim l'simcha, chagim uzmanim l'sason. Wonderful to see you and waiting to hear b'surot tovot, as in the Navi, for all of Klal Yisrael. Kol tuv.